Hi, this is Joanne Ecton, founder of Mojo Solutions, and welcome to today's show, the show where we talk to you about making small improvements in your life every day to help get you closer to finding your mojo, increasing your passion for life and your energy. Today's subject is about procrastination. Are you a procrastinator? Have you heard someone say about themselves, "I am the world's worst procrastinator"? Well, you're not a procrastinator. It's not you, the person, that's a procrastinator. You don't procrastinate about everything in your life. It's only isolated areas in your list. So think about, you know, the myth or the misconception is that procrastination is because you're lazy or that you don't know how to manage your time well. The reality is we put things off because we don't want to do them, or maybe because we have too many other things on our plates. If you have a task in front of you where you expect very little as far as the outcome is concerned, then you'll put it off, right? You'll say that this is not something that you're going to have any big payoff for, so you procrastinate on actually getting started. Or maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're afraid of what will happen if you do something, or you don't have the skill or the resources to get the task done. So generally, when, you know, procrastination is all about the items that you see is too big to tackle, outside your area of strength, or maybe even when there's something more fun to do. I mean, think about this. How many of you have a stack of books you intend to read someday, or courses you're going to take, or you're going to learn how to play the piano someday? You have all of these things that you stack up for some bright point in your future where you think that you maybe miraculously will have more time than you do now. So when you plan ahead, you think that the world is going to be different. And your day-to-day, you focus on the immediate, right? And here's what I talk about, the I want list versus the I should list. And when your days get full of the I wants instead of the I shoulds, the I shoulds, you know what they are, right? You know what the things are you should do, right? Things like go to the gym, start your diet, maybe there's a big report you need to get done, or an important phone call that you keep, you know, pick up the phone, put it down because you're procrastinating, you're afraid to make that call. That's your should list, right? Procrastination is all about choosing your wants over your shoulds, right? Wants never go away. There's always something you would prefer to do. So what you need to do is you need to start thinking about how to prioritize your shoulds over your wants. So think about, you know, people make New Year's resolutions. All of us do it. You make a resolution in New Year's, you're going to do something. And, you know, say you want to go and finally get back in shape, and you go to the gym, and the gyms are always full in January, right? But then the weeks go by, and before you know it, it's February, and the gym's empty again, back to the same set of regulars. So what happened? You know, you keep slipping and slipping, and you keep saying you'll get around to it, but before you know it, the time slipped by and you're back to your old habits. You have to recognize that everyone procrastinates. And what you have to do is work on how to manage your time. You need to put together a strategy to kind of outsmart yourself if you know you're going to procrastinate. You know, in researching for today's topic, I remembered years and years ago, and I mean a long time ago when I was a teenager, my aunt gave me this little circular piece of cardboard that was a round to it, right? It was just a piece of cardboard and brown cardboard, and on it was the letters TUIT, and it was kind of cute, right? So, and actually when she gave it to me, I think I was a little insulted, but I've kept it, and I actually stopped what I was doing to go and search for it. Then I realized what I was doing was procrastinating, right? How important was it really for me to find this piece of cardboard? It was just a procrastination technique to get me away from doing what I needed to do. So, you know, you have to set yourself some goals, right? You need to, but even more important than that, than setting the goal, you have to work on actually getting the goal. You have to achieve the goals that you set. So it all involves making a decision and making a commitment of, I'm going to get this thing done. So in my case, I was not going to let myself leave the office until I finished doing what I was doing. So if I took time to go search for that round to it, it was just going to be that much later that I was going to leave the office. And you know what? That helped me get back on track and actually get done what I needed to do. But, you know, you hear people talk also, and you know, I don't know how much I believe in this, but they talk about people having a fear of success, that there's a reason why people procrastinate, and that's mostly because they're afraid of being successful. And I don't know about you, but I'd sure like that shot of being successful. I'd like to be able to make that choice. I'm not sure that fear of success is something that is maybe one of my personal issues, but I you know, if there's so many people that talk about that as a true reason why people procrastinate, that I'm sure that there's some widespread issues out there with fear of success. But put that one behind you. But think about, though, one of the most surefire ways to sabotage your success is procrastination, right? If you're putting all of these obstacles in your path, if you're derailing your efforts and not focusing on what you need to do, you're hurting your performance, right? You know, think about how many times do you sit down at your computer to go work on something you know you need to do, and the next thing you know, you're sucked into your email, right? That's something that just kind of sucks you in. You can waste hours in email and accomplish nothing. Right? Doesn't take a lot of commitment on your part. It's really just a distraction. Successful people don't let that happen. Or if it does happen, they pull themselves back, right? They'll listen to the language of success: results oriented, decisive, go-getter, right? They're actually moving forward. People who are not successful, people who are procrastinating, they're stagnating. They're marching in place. So you need to think about procrastination. It's a habit that you can overcome, right? One of the most empowering statements for you to believe is that procrastinators are made. They're not born, right? So learn how to do the habits, put the habits in your life to get rid of procrastination. And I'm going to walk you through just a few ideas of what you need to do or what you can consider to try and break through this procrastination habit. Number one is to learn to do what your business needs every day, right? That sounds like a no-brainer, but stop and think about what is it that has to happen today and force yourself to do it. Force yourself to sit down and hit that one thing. And if it's different, if you have to adapt, if it's different than what you thought it was going to be, that's fine. But every day, focus on what your business needs and go get it done, right? There's a big disconnect out there, especially when you start talking to people who work for someone else, where being busy is conceived as a good thing, but really what matters is results, right? You really have to think about what are the goals, what are the things you have to achieve, because I think every one of us can think of 1,000 ways to look busy, but not accomplish a thing. Right. So really understand how to separate production from just being busy. Look at a task, just pick a simple task, whether it's in your business or it's in your life, and just go do it and get in that habit every day. Just go do it. And once you build yourself up to doing that, then you're re-ingraining that habit into your life. But there's this. Let's address the concept of being overwhelmed, right? If you've got a task that is too big or you just don't know how to get started, spend the time to break it down. Break it into step by step. Here's smaller components. And if there's things that you need to help you achieve that task, if there's a skill set that you don't have, if there's resources you need, then identify them and go get them. Right? Take those actions, but break it down into smaller steps, and then you'll feel yourself in this spiral of achieving these steps. every day. And that helps you to build your confidence, right? So every small achievement that you take makes you feel a little bit more confident in your ability to hit the next one. You're pushing yourself out of the comfort zone, learning a new skill, stepping forward one step at a time. And by doing that, then before you know it, you will have achieved that one great big task that you needed to do, but you did it in smaller steps, and you helped yourself build up your confidence in your abilities along the way. So I want to really kind of leave you with a thought, right? 99% of what we do as human beings is purely habit, whether it's a good habit or a bad habit. Everything you do, almost everything you do during the course of a day is out of habit. You'll find yourself doing, you know, eating the same food. You'll find yourself, you know, you have the same morning routine. You meet up at a certain time of day to go have coffee with your coworkers, whatever it is. There's so much that we do out of habit. And habits can be removed. You can retrain yourself, or you can create a new habit. And the only way you're going to do that is by consistently doing it day after day for at least, some people say 21 days, some people say it might take 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is, stick to it, right? Every day you put it on your schedule, this is something that I'm going to do, and this is focusing on your habits, focusing on you and your habits. And if you get yourself into the mode where you've done something for however many weeks it takes, what you'll find is you can quit thinking about it and it becomes a new habit. Go back to the analogy we used earlier about folks going to the gym. The regulars are there because they're regulars, right? If you talk to them, these are folks who have to go to the gym. If they don't go to the gym, they don't feel right. Their bodies don't perform right. They get antsy. They have stress levels. Whatever it is, they're accustomed to being at the gym on a regular frequency, and if they don't do it, then they feel the loss. So that's the kind of habit you want to instill, to do something. So essentially, go back to the adage, right? Fake it until you make it. Same sort of thing here. Fake your habits until all of a sudden they become real habits that you no longer have to think about. So if you can get yourself into this mindset of breaking down these overwhelming tasks, focusing on first things first, right? Out of the 7 habits of highly effective people, focus on the first things first. What are the things that need to get accomplished to move you towards your goal? And make it a habit every day. And procrastination will become a problem of the past. You'll become more successful. You'll find yourself accomplishing more than anyone else around you. And more importantly, you're going to increase your belief in yourself, your confidence level, your belief in yourself, your ability to learn new skills and to take on new tasks and expand that comfort zone. And in this world, being that person, the person who believes in themselves, is the best way to find your mojo.
All right, guys, before I sign off, let me just give you one quick reminder to go take a look at our website called lifechoiceexpert.com and sign up for our newsletter if you haven't done it already. If you haven't done it, you're missing out. Go ahead over to lifechoiceexpert.com. Take care, everybody.